Over clouds, blue shiny letters fly in. Viva. Concentric swooshes encircle the first V. A yellow flag rises and unfurls from the eye. In multicolored letters, it reads kids. On a baking sheet, cookies spell fresh baked films. SE Films International, a crow cause. Blue letters erupt in icy flame then turn white. Arcana. An arc of orange letters appear, the legend of Halloween. An island floats on purple-pink water, a sun sets low in an orange sky, words appear. SE Films International present, a fresh baked film, a seagull flies over the water, Vanessa Williams, Tia Carrere, the island comes closer, trees cover it. A volcano sits in the center, Mark DeCascos, Taylor Grubbs, Kiefer O'Reilly, a seagull swoops over white beaches, with Noah Schnapp and Mark Hamill.
Hurry you guys, the sun's already setting.
Three kids stand with surfboards.
Whoa, look at those waves!
Okay, last one in the water loses. On three. Three!
You cheater!
Aw, come on, don't be a baby.
A shaggy-haired boy trips.
Kai, want a do-over? Come on!
A boy with glasses offers his hand to Kai. Kai takes it and stands. A girl joins them and grins. Together they paddle out on their boards into the setting sun.
Let me show you how it's done.
Let's rock and roll.
Standing on her board, the girl surfs down the shoulder of a wave, weaving her board back and forth. Kai jumps up and rides on the crest of a wave. He zigzags smoothly off it. The boy with glasses is swept up by a barrel wave. Underwater, the boy with glasses releases a leg rope attaching him to his board. He turns and swims deeper. At the surface, the girl and Kai sit on their boards.
Oh no!
What?
Eddie's in trouble!
Eddie!
Eddie's board bobs in the water. The girl and Kai dive in. They swim to an opening in a rock formation. Kai nods and they swim in. They break the surface.
Wow! A hidden cave! This is so cool! Eddie!
This is wild!
Check this out.
Eddie crouches by a box.
What is it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a lost treasure.
Kai kneels and picks it up. He lifts the lid.
Kai, don't!
What? Why not?
Well, legend has it.
Oh, stop. You sound like my grandpa.
Your grandpa is cool and wise.
Grandpa isn't cool, but he is wise. I don't believe in all those fairy tale legends, Eddie.
I don't think you should mess with it either.
You think some dusty stone box is dangerous?
I don't know what to think.
I wonder what this writing says.
Probably something like, do not open. These carvings. I think it's...
Eddie takes the box.
This is the fire goddess, and this is old Hawaiian text.
He dusts off the lid.
Akua means god or idol, but it can also refer to a full moon. Isn't tonight a full moon? Yes, and it's also Halloween.
Ooh, scary. Don't you mean Halloween?
I think someone hid this here on purpose, so it wouldn't be found.
That's really interesting. But there's only one way to find out what's in there.
Kai, don't!
We could show it to my grandpa.
Are you crazy? It doesn't belong to us. We shouldn't even be here. This place is creeping me out.
Leilani's right. I'm getting a major creep factor.
You know, let's just go. We can tell your grandfather about this place later today.
But I still say we open the box.
Kai grabs it.
No, don't!
He opens the lid and smirks.
Ah!
Leilani shrugs. A carved figurine lies inside the box. Kai lifts it.
What is it, Eddie?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're like a professor about Hawaiian legends.
I thought you didn't believe in any of that.
Definitely don't, but you do.
It looks like a little wooden toy.
With a funny-looking head.
I don't like this at all. Let's put the box back, okay?
Kai raises the figurine.
Oh, this would make a great keychain.
He squints at a carved pineapple head. It grins with one tooth. The moon shines down through a crack in the cave.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
What? It's just a little carving.
He puts it in his pocket. A rock drops and knocks the box out of Eddie's hands. They look up. In front of Eddie, a stalactite hits the sand. More fall.
Let's get out of here!
Leilani and Kai dive. Eddie dodges a stalactite and dives. They swim down a tunnel. It collapses, cutting Eddie off from the exit. He resurfaces in the cave, the water rises. The moon shines through the crack. Leilani and Kai break the surface and swim to a board.
Where's Eddie?
He was right behind us. Eddie? Eddie!
They paddle in, hands climb up a rock, Eddie pulls himself up. He squints at the water and smiles. Leilani and Kai wave. They paddle to the shore. Eddie runs toward them. They all collide in a hug.
Are you hurt? We thought you were trapped.
I'm fine. Ugh, except for a pile of sand in my shorts. We have to show your grandfather what we found.
Uh-oh.
Did you lose it?
Define lose it. Yeah, okay, I lost it.
What?
Probably best.
Agreed.
Maybe we don't say anything for now. On that note...
The ground shakes and spiders crawl to the surface. At a house with a wraparound porch, a couple rocks on chairs, the kids ride up on bikes. The kids approach the couple.
What you doing, Grandpa?
The fire goddess must be very upset. Something is amiss. She hasn't spit fire like this in a long, long time.
We didn't do anything.
The kids glance at each other.
Anything we should know, Kai?
We found a cave.
A cave?
It's out in the bay. It's nothing.
It sounds like it could be a sacred cave.
We'll never know. It collapsed.
Thank goodness you are all right.
So we were all surfing, and Eddie wiped out, and that's all.
Tell me more about this cave.
It was just this underwater creepy cave, like Eddie said, which had this old, magical-looking box that...
Kai smiles wide.
Go on.
It had all these carvings. And symbols on it of the fire goddess.
Follow me.
Kai's grandpa stands.
We did not open the box, okay?
You mean you did not open the box?
Kai's grandpa pulls a book from a shelf. He opens it.
Look familiar.
That's the box! That we definitely did not open.
Are you sure? That box hasn't been seen for centuries.
Unquestionably. It had the fire goddess on it, and the word Akuo written on it, which means full moon, god, idol,
or devil. Tell me you didn't open the box.
The kids shake their heads.
Please tell me you didn't open the box.
You didn't open it. I wanted to, but Eddie and Leilani stopped me.
Kai smiles.
Actually, only Leilani yelled at me. And she was pretty good at it, too.
Thank goodness. You had me worried there for a moment.
Kai's grandpa blows out a deep breath.
Oh, just out of total curiosity. What do you think was inside that box?
Straight evil.
Evil? How evil?
You don't even want to know.
I don't?
I'm relieved you all left it there. Legend has it, our island's great mysteries are buried for a reason, and have to be left untouched. What is buried or hidden should remain so, especially in this case. Eku'u Akua.
Who? What?
Pineapple Head.
Pineapple Head? What's his evil power? Making tropical smoothies.
Hey, nothing funny about Pineapple Head, Kai.
Kai's grandpa points to the book. The kids lean over the open page. Pirate ships sail in the ocean. Pirates cower.
Pineapple Head is one of the most fearsome and dangerous spirits in Hawaii.
Pineapple Head towers over the ships. The ships sink and burn, destroyed.
Not even the gods have the power to stop him.
Roots cover Pineapple Head's body. Sharp claws tip his fingers. His eyes glow.
Kahuna Nui, the High Priest of Hawaii, was responsible for protecting our community. He confronted Pineapple Head.
Pineapple Head emerges from the ocean in front of a small raft. Hawaiians blow horns and the volcano erupts.
Kahuna Nui was your ancestor, Kai. And mine.
The page is torn. How did it end?
Pineapple Head was captured, but how has been lost from our history. Enough stories for today. You all better get ready for trick-or-treating. It's about that time.
In Kai's room, Eddie in an astronaut costume walks up to a mirror.
That was a pretty scary story your grandfather read to us. Do you think that...
No, I don't. I mean, come on. Do you really think that there's such thing as a 50-foot-tall pineapple monster?
But your grandpa sure seemed relieved when we told him we didn't open the box. Which we did. We should have never lied to him.
Well, if I had told him the truth, he probably wouldn't have let us go trick-or-treating tonight.
Okay, that's one reason.
He was just being dramatic. He's always like that.
You sure we shouldn't just tell him? Oh, maybe that we just unleashed a monster fruit on the island.
Oh, they're just stories, that's all. Besides, the totem is gone. You saw that cave collapse. We're good. Now, let's see your costume.
Kai? I look amazing. Like a real astronaut.
Yeah, you'll probably be a real astronaut, Superbrain.
Me? No, wait, that's impossible. It's just my crazy dream.
You have to try, Eddie. I mean, I really want to hear what it's like to go pee up in space. Aloha?
It's me! You look astrotastic.
You too. Wait, no, I mean, like, you look great, Lonnie.
Leilani twirls her multicolored grass skirt.
Totally.
Kai, you're not even dressed up. No costume?
All I have is old stuff from my grandpa.
Leilani puts a headband on Kai's head and a necklace around his neck.
You look great, Kai. I love Hawaiian history.
You look like the god Lono to Leilani's goddess Laka.
Aw, thank you, Eddie. So I'm the goddess of love and beauty? Then Kai's your husband, Lono. The god of sweet potatoes.
There's a god of sweet potatoes? Boy, he really got cheated when they were handing out the titles.
Kai tosses his headband and walks off. Leilani stops him and puts another on his head. Eddie touches a glass box with a rock inside.
You should wear that as part of your costume.
I couldn't.
It's perfect for your costume, Eddie, and I know how much it means to you.
Kai holds out the box.
What is that?
It's a real moon rock. Kai's mom worked for NASA at the observatory on Mauna Kea. She left it to Kai before... Oh. I'm so sorry, Kai.
It's okay.
A piece of the moon. From your mom? I think that's really cool.
Leilani picks up the box and turns away from them. She holds up the moon rock tied to a cord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will protect this with my life. Whoops, sorry.
He picks it up.
Just for tonight, Eddie.
Anything you say, sweet potato god.
Kai places a helmet on Eddie's head.
Speaking of your grandpa, are we going to talk about what he shared with us earlier?
No.
You're not scared that we unleashed Pineapple Head?
Eddie takes off the helmet.
See? That's what I said.
Come on, if Pineapple Head were real, then what would he destroy the world with? Pineapple juice?
Pineapples are high in citric acid, which can be quite corrosive in high amounts.
Don't make me take that rock back. Guys, let's get going before all the Hawaiian candy is gone. Hurry up!
They exit the room. Spiders crawl on the window pane. In the living room, Kai's Nana fixes a couch.
You three look fabulous! A Hawaiian princess, an astronaut, and the god of sweet potatoes.
I'm a warrior.
Our sweet potato warrior.
Happy Hawaiian!
Awesome costume, Pono.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ouch! My back.
Oh, brother.
Hey, you all look great in your costumes. Kai, I especially like what you're wearing. I have the perfect thing for you.
Pono opens a chest.
This was worn by an old man who lived deep in the jungle and spoke with the spirits and native warriors who have long since passed.
I'll wear it because it looks cool, but come on, the Night Marcher stuff again? Another fairy tale to scare kids. I mean, if you make eye contact with them, you die? Oh, I'm so scared.
Unless your ancestors are among them. I understand you do not believe, Kai, but this is who you are. You cannot change that.
Sorry, Grandpa, that stuff isn't real. Like a giant spaghetti monster. Or wait, a giant pineapple monster.
Kilauea's awakening.
She's always active.
Not like tonight.
Amazing! I have never seen that before. Do you think it's safe to go out tonight?
The volcano is not our enemy, but our protector.
A window blows open.
It's almost like she's trying to tell us something.
Pono winks.
Come on, Grandpa, again?
I didn't write the legends, Kai. I just make sure they're remembered.
Your heritage and this island's history is important. You should be proud of that.
I am.
Me too.
My boy, the legends, the stories of the great fire goddess, all of it. Just because they're not standing here in front of you doesn't mean they're not real. You can't see the wind, and yet something blew open those windows.
Maybe it was the goddess.
Those spirits and gods you're so eager to brush off as fairy tales, they're a part of this island. They are Hawaiian, like you.
He knows, Porno. At least I hope he does.
He knows it here.
He taps his head.
Someday, I hope he knows it here.
He touches Kai's chest.
Now, grab your bags. It's Hawaiian time.
In the kitchen, they grab bags off the counter.
Have fun. Be safe.
Eddie and Leilani walk to the door. Kai sighs, pulls off the headband and shoulder cover and leaves it on the counter. Pono walks into the kitchen and glances between the door and the discarded Hawaiian clothing. On the edge of a cliff, Pineapple Head stands, lava pours from the cliff, the edge crumbles and smoke billows. Pineapple Head reaches toward the full moon and knits its brows at his empty hand. Kids dressed in costumes walk down the street.
It seems a bit eerie out, you know?
It's Hawaiian. It's supposed to be eerie.
Spiders crawl down house posts. Eddie pauses. He walks. Pineapple Head steps out onto the street behind them.
Great costume! So real!
Pineapple Head's eyes grow wide. On a porch, a ghost floats. Kai, Leilani, and Eddie approach the door. Kai knocks.
Just wait.
But I can hear him. He has our candy.
Wow, you take this trick-or-treating seriously.
Rawr! Ow!
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Aloha. Trick-or-treat.
A panther man holds out a plate of rolls.
Treat. You all have a great night.
You too, Mr. Griffith. Mahalo. I love these King Hawaiian sweet rolls. They're the best.
Eddie snatches one. They leave the porch. Pineapple Head hides behind lawn decorations. A black cat jumps in front of Eddie. He backs up into Pineapple Head.
There can't be.
Oh, no.
The moon rock glows.
Come on, hurry up, Eddie! Guys, did you just see that?
Pineapple Head swipes at him.
Dude, it was just a costume.
I don't think so. It was a little too real looking.
Trick-or-treat!
Oh, cool costumes!
The man hands them candy. Pineapple Head stomps behind Eddie.
Ow! Ooh. What is going on here?
Eddie touches the moon rock.
Hey guys, wait up!
Pineapple Head swipes at Eddie.
Can we go home?
Why are you so scared?
Something's not right, Kyle. I think we've unleashed something powerful.
I think you're right, Eddie.
Oh, stop being so scared. It's Hawaiian. They're just decorations. Our candy's waiting.
Trick-or-treat!
A woman with a bowl glances up.
Ah!
that's not really the Aloha spirit, is it?
Not at all. What's wrong with her?
And what about her candy?
Pineapple Head stands behind.
Run, Eddie!
Ah! Eddie!
Go, go, go! Eddie, run!
Pineapple Head swipes at Eddie. He ducks. Eddie runs between Pineapple Head's legs. A crowd runs away. Pineapple Head steps on a car. He lifts a light post and throws it.
Run faster!
They run into the jungle and Pineapple Head chases. They stop.
I wish you'd never gone in that cave, Eddie.
I only went in the cave. You opened the box.
Guys, less arguing, more running.
Oh, no, 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 no. What have we done?
You mean, what have you done? This is on you, Kai.
Kai splits from the others. Pineapple Head follows Eddie and Leilani. He falls into a ravine. Eddie and Leilani trip over a small yellow and pink creature. It scurries off. They lie on their backs facing Pineapple Head.
I think he wants the moon rock. That's why he's chasing us.
I promise to protect it with my life, and I will, Kai. Kai. Kai? Kai's gone.
Eyes wide, they glance up. Little creatures scurry under them and sweep them away. Trees and brush zoom past them. They reach for each other. They roll into a clearing. Small multicolored creatures surround them.
I don't know if I should be less scared or more scared.
Menehune!
Mene what-a?
Menehune. I thought they were just mythical creatures, but wow, they're so real and so cute!
The yellow and pink Menehune jumps on Leilani.
Yeah, real adorable, but we gotta find Kai.
Agreed.
Leilani picks it off her shoulder. They stand and step back.
It's gonna be okay, Leilani. If you think so, then you can stay here and get eaten while I run for my life screaming. Bye-bye. Menehune are the island's keepers. They just saved us. They don't want to eat us. Wait a minute. I think they want our treats.
The Menehune nod. Eddie picks up his bag. He takes out a treat and eats it. The Menehune squint at him. He eats a treat. He eats two more. The Menehune furrow their brows. A bigger tattooed Menehune approaches.
Uh-oh.
The bigger Menehune sighs, a bearded one with a cane shakes his head.
Eddie, please give your candy to the angry creatures.
I'm starting to think that I won't get to eat any Halloween candy this year. But I am hungry.
They just saved your life.
Kai climbs up the ravine.
Leilani! Eddie! Guys, where are you?
Taller than the trees, Pineapple Head stands above Kai. He lifts a gnarled foot. Kai closes his eyes. Menehune carry Kai in a turtle shell. Pineapple Head follows. They reverse and go through Pineapple Head's legs. Pineapple Head swipes at them. He scoops up a decoy. The Menehune carry Kai through the jungle. One peeks up at Kai. Pineapple Head looks around. He stomps out of the jungle and onto the street. Parked cars rattle as he passes. Car windows and storefronts shatter. In the jungle, Menehune converge on Leilani and Eddie.
Sweet rolls.
Eddie tosses a roll to a Menehune. It catches it in its mouth. He throws another.
They love them.
Leilani offers one to the yellow and pink Menehune. It nibbles it.
Okay, enough.
Leilani taps Eddie. Two Menehune hold palm branches together. They part. Fog gathers. The kidscape. Eddie and Leilani walk with Menehune toward a waterfall.
This is the place of legends, Leilani. Nobody will ever believe we're here.
Wow, where'd they get that? That's impressive.
The Menehune are known as master builders. They can craft anything from anything.
Maybe they can help us find Kai.
Leilani crouches. The Menehune walk off. Leilani stands and follows with Eddie. They arrive at a zipline.
Why are we doing this right now? We need to find Kai. My friend is in trouble. We need to find him. Can you help us?
They nod.
Just do what they want us to do. Then maybe they'll be able to help us.
A yellow Menehune walks to the end of a platform and turns. The yellow and pink one faces it. Two rows of Menehune salute. The yellow and pink one runs and is catapulted to the zipline handlebar by the yellow one. It flies down the zipline and jumps into a whirlpool. Two more are boosted to the handlebar. They flip into the whirlpool.
Eddie, once they dive in, they don't come out.
Wait! I think this could be the legendary pool of death!
Pool of death? Do you realize that you're smiling about that?
Because diving into it is a great honor.
What? No. I'm not getting in that thing and plunging into the pool of death.
A Menehune nudges him.
Listen, there's a very good reason. It's called that. You see...
He jumps.
You can only pass through if you...
If you what? Eddie! Eddie!
Eddie! He cannonballs into the whirlpool.
No. I'm fine here. Why don't you go first? Show me how it's done, you know? I'll go last, okay?
The handlebar returns. Leilani slips and grabs it.
Wait! I don't want to go in the pool of death!
Leilani surfaces and Mene Hune hold up scorecards, 6.1, 4.3, 5.4, the last one faces away, a Mene Hune hits it. It turns, the scorecard reads 10, huts on stilts with lights in their windows stand on the beach. Mene Hune jump down from a hut. One runs into another. It crashes into a Mene Hune's back. Eddie sits with his Halloween bag, a Mene Hune grabs its handle from above. Eddie pulls.
Hey, that's mine!
Mine?
The Mene Hune falls on its head.
Okay, mine and yours. Let's share. Here, have a piece of candy.
Inside the yellow and pink chews.
Hey!
It hops out, Leilani approaches.
Not a fan of zipping into the pool of death, Eddie. The pool of death is just a metaphor for believing in the legends. Going into the pool signifies the death of your old way of thinking.
I was thinking about death, obviously.
Yes, but now you're here, in the Mene Hune village.
How about we ask these legendary Mene Hunes to help us find Kai, before Pineapple Head does?
The Mene Hune gape, the yellow and pink one jumps on an orange one. Two collide.
They've definitely heard of the fruit-headed fiend.
Pineapple Head is chasing us. And we lost our friend Kai. We need to save him.
And save Hawaii.
Yes, and Hawaii. He wants to destroy our beautiful land. Destroy our home. Destroy our treats.
Pineapplehead wants this moon rock.
A red Mene Hune smiles. Eddie and Leilani enter the largest hut. The bearded Mene Hune stands on a platform.
Can you please help us find our friend and stop Pineapplehead?
Pineapplehead is gaining strength, and he wants this.
Eddie holds out the moon rock.
Our friend is lost. He's our best friend. The three of us have known each other since we could remember. We've been through the good and the bad.
We need your help. Hawaii needs your help.
The bearded Mene Hune nods. It taps its cane. Four Mene Hune circle a center platform. They raise their arms and shimmy their shoulders.
Kai! You're safe! I thought Pineapple Head got you.
Lani and Kai hug.
Nearly, but these little dudes saved me.
The boys fist bump.
Mene Hune. They saved us too. And taught me how to zip dive.
Huh?
Pineapple Head wants your moon rock. I think he's growing in the moonlight. If he gets this moon rock, I don't think it's going to be a happy ending for the island.
We can't let that happen.
Agreed.
We need to hide that moon rock.
He'll find it. He seems to sense where it is. That's why we're not safe here much longer.
Then we need to destroy it somehow.
Kai, no! This was your mom's. It's priceless.
I know, Eddie, but he can't get that moon rock. My mom would understand. I should have never opened the box. What have I done?
What we've done. We're in this together.
Eddie rests his hand on Kai's shoulder. Kai grins.
There. We can destroy the moon rock there!
Kilauea? That's a great idea. We'll throw it into the lava.
How are we supposed to avoid Pineapple Head?
They turn to the Menehune. One waves. In the street. The Pineapple Head stops in front of a window with multicolor rolls. He breaks the window and stuffs the rolls in his mouth. He takes a ski skate shop sign shaped as a longboard. He rides the longboard. At the hut, the bigger Menehune wears a carved pineapple. Eddie claps. Menehune run away from it. Two Menehune with 3D glasses sit eating popcorn. A carved pineapple sits on the platform. The bigger Menehune approaches. He jumps on the platform, and Annette captures him. He falls. A tiny Menehune hits him with a stick. The bigger Menehune bows and receives an award. Eddie, Kai, and Leilani glance at each other.
No, he's way too big and too strong for us to net. And why would he want to rescue a little pineapple?
Wait, wasn't the fire goddess's seal in the box in the cave?
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe she's connected to the idol in some way.
Yes! Why else would her seal be on the box? Pono said only the power of the gods could defeat Pineapple Head.
You're talking about a goddess who's supposed to live in the volcano.
Kai, I know you don't believe, but...
Hey, I've been chased by a giant pineapple-headed monster and saved by cute little zip-lining Hawaiian fuzzballs.
Menehune!
Right. So at this point, I'm open to crazy suggestions. What are you thinking?
I'm still working it out in my head, but we need to get to Kilauea first.
That's 13,679 feet up. How exactly do you propose to do that and avoid Pineapple Head?
Can you help with that?
Clouds uncover the moon. Pineapple Head grows. He jumps over a car and hits it.
Oh my! What happened here?
Pono and Nana walk toward smashed cars.
He lied. Oh no.
Pono picks up a huge pineapple leaf.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency? You saw what?
Ma'am, pineapples don't grow that big. Are you sure it wasn't just some kid in a costume? Hello? 911, what's your... Slow down. A what? Lava eyes roaring, skateboarding down the street.
A patrol car stops in front of a smashed car.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Duke? We're getting some crazy calls about some really weird stuff. Probably just the usual Hawaiian pranksters.
Hold on, Marge. Gonna get some intel. Great costume, kid. Hey, have you any idea what happened down here? Where is everybody?
A man in a witch hat and white face looks up. In the jungle, the kids follow the Menehune. The Menehune turn to them and lift a leaf tarp.
What is that?
They built a whirlybird. I told you they were master builders.
It doesn't look very safe.
Theoretically.
Guys, I'm not getting in that thing, no way.
Wait!
I agree, it's not safe.
Plus, people are going to freak out when they find a 30-foot pineapple head monster walking through town. We need to stop him before anyone else finds out.
You're right, Kai. We need a decoy. Something that will distract people from the truth.
Eddie turns to the Menehune.
Can you help us?
They nod.
Ugh! This thing is gonna fall apart. Seriously.
We just need to get to Kilauea or we'll never stop Pineapple Head. Eddie, how's navigation looking?
Good, I think. We just, fly up over there to the volcano, I guess.
On the ledge of the Whirlybird, the yellow and pink Menehune puts on goggles and gestures. Menehune scatter. One runs in a hamster wheel. The leaf propellers spin. The Whirlybird lifts off the ground.
You'll be okay. I'm hundreds of feet up in the air in a rickety wooden helicopter built by little mythical creatures. It's a Whirlybird? Whatever!
The Whirlybird dips and rises.
Are there any parachutes on board?
A trapdoor pops open. A Menehune nods.
Should have guessed.
Leilani puts away a palm-sized parachute.
Just close your eyes.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Let's rock and roll!
Yeah!
The two Menehune pump their fists. The Whirlybird banks. The kids hold on to the sides. The Whirlybird spins. The Menehune in the hamster wheel rolls around it. Menehune bounce around in the mechanics chamber. The yellow and pink Menehune floats up. Leilani catches it. A Menehune pops out of the trapdoor and grabs Leilani's parachute.
Hey, get back here!
The Menehune salutes and jumps out a window.
Hold tight!
The Whirlybird falls toward the volcano mouth.
Happy Halloween!
A float of Pineapple Head rolls down the street and moves its arms.
Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween!
Candy shoots out of its puppet mouth. Kids kneel on the street to pick it up. The float stops at a red light. Further down the street, Pineapple Head turns. He squints. Menehune peek out of the float's eyes and mouth. The Whirlybird passes over the moon. Pineapple Head grows and stomps toward the Whirlybird. Crashed on the side of the volcano, Kai grimaces and turns to Eddie and Leilani.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah!
Little parachutes drop from the night sky. Leilani catches a Menehune.
Way to bail on us.
A red Menehune lands on his face. The Menehune run to the Whirlybird.
That was awesome!
The crater's just up the hill. Let's go!
Let's do this!
The kids climb the steep side of the volcano.
I've never been this close to lava.
It's fascinating.
Totally true. I wish I had something to drink.
Eddie rolls his eyes. The yellow and pink Menehune slingshots a coconut. It bounces off Kai's head into Leilani's hands.
Coconut water? Delicious!
They reach the lip of the volcano and gape at the crater with a pool of lava at its center. They climb into the crater. Eddie holds the moon rock over the lava. Pineapple Head lands behind Eddie. He hits the ground and knocks over Kai and Leilani.
Eddie, throw it in!
He grabs Eddie.
Eddie!
The moon rock swings from Eddie's hand. Pineapple Head smirks. Eddie glances at the lava. Pineapple Head plucks the moon rock from Eddie. He squints at it and drops Eddie. Eddie lands and slips toward the lava. Kai and Leilani grab his hands. Pineapple Head grows and jumps out of the crater. Eddie scrambles after Pineapple Head. Pineapple Head stomps through the jungle and pushes a palm tree aside. Eddie sits on the volcano lip. Kai and Leilani sit next to Eddie.
Why didn't you throw it in, Eddie?
I don't know. It was like watching all of my dreams of going to space die. But somehow your mom's moon rock made me think that I could actually be an astronaut.
Eddie, never let your dreams die. You would make the best astronaut ever.
My mom always said that. And she was always right.
But I blew it. And now Pineapple Head is unstoppable. And heading to Hilo. And we caused it all.
I mean, we did everything we could think of.
But it wasn't enough.
The volcano is not our enemy, but our protector.
Leilani stands and walks into the crater. The boys stand.
Wait, what did you just say?
Your grandfather said earlier tonight, the volcano is not our enemy, but our protector. I told you I had an idea, and now I know what we must do.
Leilani stands at the edge of the lava. She raises her arms and closes her eyes.
Oh, Fire Goddess, the island of Hawaii needs your help.
She opens one eye.
Leilani, what are you doing?
I'm going to save this island. Now, are you going to help or not?
Kai shakes his head.
Fire Goddess, please awaken!
She lowers her arms and turns.
You have to believe, guys. Eddie, maybe it's always been about believing, about the death of our old way of thinking. Remember?
Eddie approaches the lava. He smiles at Leilani. They hold hands.
Oh, Fire Goddess, please awaken!
They bow and Kai walks toward them.
Kai, please help us.
Wait, why? I mean, you're already doing a great job of looking ridiculous all by yourselves.
Kai!
This is never gonna work.
You may think that up there.
She taps his head. He flinches.
But I know what's in here.
She places her hand over his heart. They stand at the edge of the lava hand in hand.
Awaken!
Awaken! Awaken!
This is never gonna work.
The lava rises.
I take it back. I believe.
Fire goddess, we ask for your help. There's a horrible and ancient spirit terrorizing our island.
Lava flies over Leilani's head.
We ask you to help us overcome this evil that endangers your Hawaiian people.
Lava shoots upward and the fire goddess rises above them.
Who has summoned me?
Oh, great and wondrous goddess, we are three lowly and humble junior high kids.
Junior what?
You know, middle school.
Leilani rests a hand on Eddie.
I am Leilani, and these are my friends, Kai and Eddie.
The boys wave.
What do you ask of me?
There's a monster on our island terrorizing our people.
I have felt an evil spirit. I sense something was amiss. But why should I help you?
Because we love our island and we need your help.
What is this terror that you speak of?
Pineapple Head.
An idol was sealed in the darkness of a cave, away from the moon's light and power.
I let him out. And he now has a piece of the moon itself.
What? You interfere with the acts of the gods.
We didn't realize.
Great goddess, I believe you can help us. Here.
Fire is my dominion, but I hold sway with the god of the sea and the god of Earth's creatures.
Does that mean you can help us?
You together possess all that you need, as long as you believe.
What do we need to do?
Draw him to Hanuapu Bay, and I will have some friends waiting for you. Pineapple Head draws his power from the moon, which must be ceased.
Cut off the moon? Maybe you don't realize that's just an astronaut costume? No way he can actually get up to the moon and do that.
If this dark spirit carries a small moon, you must take that back or his power will continue to grow.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
Go to the ancient burial grounds. You will need the help of your ancestors.
The Night Marchers? The ones who kill you if you look in their eyes?
The fire goddess twirls into the lava.
My first meeting with a god? And I forgot to take a selfie.
That was intense.
Definitely. I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to do, or how we're going to do it, but I have an idea.
Me too, Kai. Let's see if the Menehune were able to fix the Whirlybird. Oh boy, I almost forgot about that.
Kai places a hand on Leilani's shoulder. In a Whirlybird.
Actually, I'm beginning to enjoy this flying thing.
Take me to the ancient burial grounds. I know what I have to do. You two have to lead Pineapple Head to the bay.
How do we do that?
The Whirlybird flies over palm trees. They fly over an ancient burial site.
There. Put it down there.
The Whirlybird lands. Kai jumps down. He waves at his friends.
In case I don't see you guys again, tell my grandpa I understand now.
Leilani nods. The Whirlybird takes off. Kai treks forward. He comes to a crater filled with step platforms and a pond. A rock with a tree growing from it lies at the center of the pond. He walks down stone steps. He reaches the bottom and passes small bushes.
I am Kai, firstborn to Alika. From the line of Powahi, we are Ohana. Family. Night Marchers, our sacred land is threatened. I need your help. Your people need your help.
Kai looks around and scratches his head.
Hello? Hello?
He walks back to the stone steps and pauses. He turns and covers his eyes. He peeks through his fingers. The whirlybird flies over a white beach and the ocean.
Those must be the fire goddess's friends.
Sharks swim below them.
Well, I'm not sure what she's thinking, but I like where she's going.
Behind a line of trees, Pineapple Head stomps on the beach. In the street.
Oh, where? Could this be what caused all the damage earlier?
Remarkable craftsmanship. I know of only one.
Kona walks up to the passing Pineapple Head float.
Must be some kids pulling pranks. Happens every year.
Those are no kids.
Duke crosses a street and toward a line of people watching the float.
This must be what Marge was talking about.
He approaches the witnesses.
All right, stand back, people. This could get crazy. But don't worry, I, a trained officer of the law, will protect you from harm.
He pokes a man's eye.
Oh, sorry, sir.
The whirlybird comes up from behind Pineapple Head.
Hey, Pineapple Head!
Pineapple Head!
Yoo-hoo! Remember us?
Oh, I sure hope Kai didn't have any problems summoning the Night Marchers.
He'll do it. I know he will. I believe.
The whirlybird hovers above treetops. The Pineapple Head swings at them.
Get us out of here!
They fly inland. The float rolls down the street. In the control room, a Menehune pulls a lever. A microphone descends. They nod to each other and turn on a radio. A Menehune throws candy in the air. One drums on cut bamboo. A Menehune sways its arms in the air, flips, and trips. A Menehune stuffs its face with candy. The yellow Menehune swings on the mic and falls. It stands, strikes a disco pose, and sways side to side. Everybody needs a little sassy grammar. A Menehune breakdances and spins on the floor. One moonwalks on a floor strewn with candy. The yellow Menehune shakes its booty, turns and frames his eyes with his hands. One lowers its glasses and gapes. Wide-eyed, they all stop dancing.
Who's in there? And don't say nobody's home! I'm not falling for that again.
The Menehune with glasses dances, another turns to it and it freezes.
Come out with your hands up. Way up. Now. Come on now. Or something.
A door of the float flies out and hits Duke. He lands on his back cross-eyed. The Menehune jump out the door.
My old friends. Still building beautiful things, I see. As soon as I saw it, I knew it had to be your work. Is this a pineapple?
The yellow Menehune climbs up Pono and whispers into his ear.
What? They are? He is. We need to get to the beach. The kids are in trouble.
Pono shakes Duke's knee. He reaches for Duke's keys.
And now we need to get into some trouble.
They drive away in the patrol car. The Whirlybird follows Pineapple Head. He hits it. Everyone inside is thrown around. A Menehune hits a window. Two Menehune float weightless. The Whirlybird falls. Leilani looks under the trap door. A Menehune lies on the floor. She reaches down and moves the hamster wheel. The propellers spin and they hover above the water's edge.
Hold on, Eddie!
He pulls a joystick, and the Whirlybird flies up. Pineapple Head steps in the water and swipes under them. He swipes again, and ropes restrain his arm. On the beach, Menehune strain holding the ropes. Pineapple Head throws them into the water. He follows the Whirlybird deeper into the water. The fire goddess rises from the volcano. She forms a rock in her hands.
A kiss from the goddess.
She throws it. A Menehune comes to and hops into the hamster wheel. Leilani nods and sits up.
It's the goddess!
Ooh, that's gotta hurt!
Pineapple Head turns to the fire goddess. He follows the Whirlybird. Lava rock hits his reaching arm. He knocks a lava rock into the Whirlybird.
Are there any fire extinguishers on board?
Should have guessed.
The Whirlybird spins and hits the ocean. Pineapple Head turns to the fire goddess. The Menehune, Eddie, and Leilani resurface and trudge to the beach. The red one sneezes. Pineapple Head turns.
What do we do now?
We run, that's what!
We have to get out of here, Lani.
I wouldn't want us to quit.
But he would want us to live!
Pineapple Head gains on them. Kai stands on a boat. He blows a horn.
Is that... Kai! The kids!
In the patrol car. In front of Pineapple Head, glowing blue figures stand on boats with spears. They throw them. They jump onto Pineapple Head. They fling spears. Pineapple Head pounds the water and waves push back the warriors' boats. Kai's boat remains. Pineapple Head capsizes Kai's boat.
Kai! No!
Kai resurfaces. He dives. Sharks circle him. Pineapple Head reaches down and grabs Kai. Pineapple Head squeezes and grins. Lava Rock hits him from behind. A glowing warrior points to the moon rock hanging from Pineapple Head's chest. Pineapple Head knocks off the warrior. Kai pulls off the moon rock. At the volcano, the fire goddess lifts her arms.
Ie kau oha, aku ikalua pele, e ho'ala.
Smoke shoots from the volcano.
Kanaloa!
The smoke blocks the moon. Pineapple Head collapses to his knee and shakes. He swings Kai down. Kai's eyes grow wide. Sharks swim below and nip at Pineapple Head's feet. Pineapple Head shrinks and convulses. His hands become too small to hold Kai. Kai falls. A whirlpool pulls Kai under.
We did it!
A Menehune stands. Eddie hugs Leilani.
Where's Kai?
Pineapple Head's hand washes ashore. Eddie hugs Pono.
I don't see him.
Leilani kneels her head in her hands. Kai's Nana puts a hand on her shoulder. Sharks carry Kai to shore on their backs.
Kai, no.
They rush for Kai. The sharks leave him at the water's edge. Pono carries him onto the beach. Leilani compresses his chest. She wipes her eyes.
Guess what I found?
He holds out the moon rock.
I'm sorry, Grandfather.
What on earth for? You have followed your heart, discovered your heritage, and fought bravely for our island. Your ancestors would be proud, Kai.
Kai hugs Pono.
So would your mother. I'm honored to call you my grandson.
I should have never lied to you. I promise I will never do it again.
It's okay, Kai, but next time, come to me. I could have helped you.
How?
We have so much to discuss.
I can't wait.
The box and Pineapple Head figurine wash ashore.
Oh no, not again.
It seems that the fire goddess has chosen you to protect the islands.
Kai picks up the box and figurine. He places the figurine inside and shuts the box.
I'll make sure nobody ever opens this again.
He holds the box to the fire goddess. The glowing blue warriors approach.
Lie face down! Do not look into the eyes of the Night Marchers, or you will perish.
You do not need to hide your eyes, Grandfather. They know we are Ohana, and that you are a protector of our heritage. Night Marchers, will you look after the box for us?
Kai offers the box. The Night Watcher nods. Kono stands. Kai and Pono hug. The Night Watchers nod and walk off.
Can you stop eating, Sweeney?
Yes, it is safe for you all to get up.
I hope I never see a pineapple again.
The group turns to a gesturing Menehune.
What the...
No, wait! It's just a float made by the...
The float collapses.
Menehune!
Holding windows and doors, Menehune scurry across the street. Duke blinks and sits up holding his head. Menehune carry a lamp post and door. He looks around. Menehune carry a door and a car upside down. The yellow and pink Menehune salutes. Duke gapes and faints. People stroll past Kai's house. On the porch, he holds up a finger to Eddie and runs inside. Eddie shakes his head. Eddie runs to the backyard. People gather around Pono. He dances like Elvis in his costume.
The way she moves her hips up to her fingertips, I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sweat, I've got...
Nana gazes at him.
Oh, that man makes me crazy sometimes.
Kai joins in his Sweet Potato Prince costume. He holds up the Shaka sign. Pono returns it. They hug. Nana joins the hug. A pineapple head reaches for Leilani. She jumps. The Menehune peek out. She grabs their pineapple man's hand.
Oh no! Pineapple head returns.
This one's a lot cuter.
The pineapple man spins Leilani around and catches her in a dip. Kai runs forward. Nana kisses Pono's cheek.
I do love Elvis.
Eddie and Kai dance stepping side to side. On the beach, Menehune eats sweet rolls. The bigger Menehune is shaded by the tiny Menehune standing on the shoulders of another and holding a palm branch. The bearded Menehune stands with his cane. Previous credits. Executive producers, Simon Crowe, Matthew Joynes, produced by Eric Dickens, Paige Feldman, directed by Sean Patrick O'Reilly, written by David Swift, Scott Owen, and Stephen Meyer. Executive producer, Stephen Richards, executive producer, Sean Patrick O'Reilly. Cast. Fire Goddess, Vanessa Williams, Pono, Mark Dacascos, Nana, Tia Carrere, Leilani, Taylor Grubbs, Kai, Noah Schnapp, Eddie, Kiefer O'Reilly. Credits continue. Arcana, SC Films, Fresh Baked Films, copyright 2018.